Okay, let's try it again. Oh, darling, I'm so lonely since you went away. Every night and every day I sit by the phone listening to the lonely sound of silence.
If you want less background noise and clearer sound, get the SF cassette from TDK. Chrome performance, normal cassette price.
It's like one of those TDK SF cassettes.
From the UK,
via Intelsat VAF11,
this is the sound of Europe.
In stereo.
Radio Nova.
The 8 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron. An army barracks in North London has been torn apart by an explosion, leaving at least two people dead. 20 others are so far unaccounted for after the blast, which has left much of the barracks in flames. The barracks is the base for the Army's post and courier service and also contains the living quarters for the Women's Royal Army Corps. John Alcock is at the scene.
The explosion ripped through the English barracks in the Prime Minister's constituency of Finchley, setting fire to around 10% of the building. Two people are dead and around 20 people are unaccounted for. Fire crews are now battling to control the blaze and reached any further trapped casualties. C-13, Scotland Yard's special anti-terrorist squad, has raced to the scene, but police say they can't confirm the blast was caused by a bomb. John Alcock, IRN, North London.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Robert Runcie, will be briefed today on the Church's latest efforts to win freedom for Terry Waite and other Western hostages. The Bishop of Cyprus has just returned from a secret mission to the Lebanon, where he's been trying to find out what happened to four Iranian hostages who vanished 6 years ago. Iranian leaders had asked for help from a delegation of MPs who visited Tehran earlier this year. One of them, the Labour MP Tom Clark, says this move will help to repair damage caused by Mrs. Thatcher's support for America after the shooting down of an Iranian Airbus.
Things are coming along, I think, very, very nicely indeed. Now, that doesn't mean that we should build up people's hopes too soon, but I think that if we look at the position even a month ago, certainly 3 months ago, there's been a big improvement. I think it's right that we should be hopeful. And I think that dialogue and diplomacy are falling very, very nicely into place.
Mrs. Thatcher flies into the Australian city of Perth today to join in the country's bicentennial celebrations. As Mike Searle reports, police are mounting the biggest security operation ever seen in the city.
Margaret Thatcher's arrival this afternoon is causing local police a huge headache. The security blanket thrown over her visit is bigger even than that surrounding the Queen's visit earlier this year. Police are taking no chances and are remaining tight-lipped about the Prime Minister's itinerary. Apart from her own 8-man personal bodyguard, Mrs. Thatcher is being offered the protection of Western Australia's crack anti-terrorist squad, the TRG. The Thatchers fly in from Singapore this afternoon. Mike Searle, IRN, Perth.
The AIDS virus is going to be sent into space as part of research by a British-owned firm. NASA has agreed to allow scientists to carry out a series of experiments during the next shuttle mission that could help in the battle against the disease. Andrew Manderstam has this report.
A key enzyme which helps reproduce the AIDS virus will be on board when the newly modified shuttle is launched probably in early October. The U.S. Space Agency gave permission to the Burroughs Wellcome Company to use the weightless conditions in space to grow crystals from the enzyme, which are expected to be much larger and easier to study than anything developed so far. The resulting information should help improve the only drug authorized for the treatment of AIDS. Andrew Manderstam, IRN, Washington.
This is IRN.
First time.
Well,
Newfoundland Radio News. A search resumes this morning for two missing crewmen from a catamaran that sank mysteriously in the channel. The bodies of the two other members of the crew were washed ashore on the Dorset coast yesterday. They were Ian Myerscough, a journalist with the Daily Star, and teacher Robert Alexander, both from Chorley in Lancashire. It's believed their yacht, the Bootlegger, was struck by a tanker while sailing from Cherbourg to Poole Harbour. A key flight operations manager in the North Sea says there are serious doubts about rescue operations during the Piper Alpha disaster when 167 men died. He claims vital minutes were lost when helicopters stationed closest to the stricken platform were ignored. More than a quarter of a million Britons all think they're first today in showing off their new F-registered motorcars. August the 1st, of course, is the day that the motor trade goes into overdrive. Almost a quarter of the country's car sales take place this month, when traditionally the new registration mark comes in. But do motorists get value for money, or are they just victims of 24-hour snobbery?
I think so, really, yes. Just for the day.
Oh, Christ, no. Snob, no. No, I don't think so. I mean, it's like having a new job, isn't it? It's like leaving one firm and going to another firm.
There's got to be some snob value to it, isn't there? And it's just nice.
Britain's second oldest senior citizen celebrates her 111th birthday today. Last year, Charlotte Hughes was treated to a flight to America on Concorde and made several television appearances. But as Charlotte Nickel reports, this year she'll be enjoying a quiet day at her home in Cleveland.
Charlotte Hughes was born in 1877, the year Queen Victoria was made Empress of India. Even though her sight is failing and she's slightly deaf, Charlotte says she's always had good health.
I've never been ill in hospital, nor had a serious illness. I've never had rheumatism. I just have one little crooked finger.
This year it'll be a quiet celebration with relations at her home where she still lives. Charlotte Nickel, IRN, Cleveland.
Well, despite all the predictions, the much-heralded birth of Fergie's baby hasn't happened yet. But as photographers and cameramen dig in for a long wait outside the Portland Hospital in London, one man's come up with a special lullaby for the royal babe, and it has the Duchess's seal of approval. John Cookson reports.
People will love or loathe this royal lullaby, and composer John Vallier admits, yes, he is cashing in on baby mania.
Well, who isn't? I mean, it's not very often that such things happen, is it?
And the verdict, a nursery hit or not?
Well, I thought it was more of a funeral march.
Do you think it's going to send Fergie's baby to sleep?
No, I don't think it'll make any impression on Fergie's baby at all.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too bad.
John Vallier doesn't mind criticism. Fergie herself heard Royal Lullaby. She loves it, and he says that's all that matters. John Cookson, IRN, Central London.
We have more news coming in on that explosion at the army barracks in North London. A suspect device has been found in a car parked near the scene of the explosion, and the whole area has been evacuated. Independent Radio News, Douglas Cameron reporting.
Hottest hits. Paul Burnett, from 26,000 miles in the sky. Nova. Power FM.
Thank you.
the voice of Kim Wilde, and a song called You Came From Out of the Sky, just like Nova. Actually, she doesn't sing that at all. But there you go, that's what happened to you. Just play around with titles. Silly thing to do, I know. We'll go back in time right now with a song with Boris Gardiner called I Wanna Wake Up With You. Well, I have, haven't I?
I wanna wake up with you. I wanna be there when you open your eyes. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay by your side, baby. I wanna feel every beat of your heart. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you tight. I wanna wake up with you. All the love inside me has been sleeping, till the right one came along. You can share the love that I've been keeping, babe. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna reach out and know that you're there. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you. I wanna wake up with you. All the love inside me has been sleeping, waiting till the right one came along. You can share the love that I've been keeping. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna reach out and know that you're there. I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay by your side, baby. I wanna feel every beat of your heart. And throughout the night, I wanna hold you tight. I wanna wake up with you. All the love inside me has been sleeping, waiting till the right one came along. Can share the love that I've been keeping, babe. You can put the music to my song. I wanna wake up with you.
Oh, gee, that's pretty.
I wanna reach out and know.
That's Boris Gardiner, and I Wanna Wake Up With You. Actually, it's the other way around. I want you to wake up with me, with Nova. That's right, the Continental Breakfast Show.
When in Dublin, grab a MetroCab. 683333. In Dunleary, a Borough MetroCab. 858000.
A double pleasure is waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mega. A double great feeling.
Minutes past 8 o'clock here on Nova, the powerful one, the big one, the first one, Britain's first all-music satellite radio station. Via satellite, bring you the very best around. And
Come on, keep putting your It was back in the summer of 79 when you first heard this and you were feeling fine. But here's the new star now in ATA and you're still feeling good, just feeling great. So just move to the groove and don't stop the rocking. There's no holding back, there just ain't no stopping. So I'm busting beats cause I'm feeling hot and everybody around the world's gonna say, you what? You what?
You what? You what? You what?
Say boing, boing, boing.
Fine tribute record there to the late Steve Walsh, who tragically died as a result of a car accident in Spain. And demonstrating very well his power of communication with a good, crowded club audience there. Steve Walsh and Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Before that, you heard Voice of the Beehive and I Say Nothing. It's 24 minutes past 8 o'clock here on Nova, the Power FM. This is Debbie Gibson and Foolish Beat. We'll follow it with another one. And then, of course, it'll be time for a roundup of the international weather scene. And some more of that Nova gold. Nova Power FM.
Play.
Coast, Nova, Power FM.
Brenda Russell's Piano in the Dark. And coming up next, Nova Weather and then Nova Gold.
High-tech extra vision. High-tech. For satellite dishes, amplifiers, high-tech. Receivers, high-tech. Stereo decoders. If you're ready to go satellite, or you just want to upgrade your system,
high-tech.
Call High-tech extra vision.
In Camberley, England.
0276-22677. High-tech has the newest in satellite equipment.
Including decoders.
So you can hear Radio Nova in full fidelity stereo.
Receivers start at only $3.99.
Including decoders.
And the complete satellite system can be yours for as little as $999.
High-tech satellite system for all of Europe.
Call 0276-22677.
What?
in our part of the world, talking of Europe, of course, this being Nova, let's have a look at the weather forecast. Continuing warm and fair in the southern half of Europe, but remaining unsettled in northern Europe with below average temperatures in most areas. That's not fair at all. In northeast Scotland, it will be cloudy with rain at times, brighter later. Maximum temperatures around 14 degrees centigrade. Over in Ireland, West Scotland, Northern England, the Midlands, Wales, East Anglia, there will be sunny spells. But of course, scattered showers. In the south and southwest of England, it'll be cloudy with some light rain, but brighter later. The outlook, sunny spells and some showers, of course. And I think that's all I want to talk about, the weather. Really, that's all I want. That is what I want. Radio Nova, '67. Fabulous sound. Gladys Knight in the fifth, and I heard it through the grapevine.
Reaching out with four hands. Free music suite.
Oh,
if you listen carefully, there's a nice lot of jazz in that. It's really good. Trouble, that is. Something I'm used to. But my life is good now. I tell you, as I drove in today, drove into work. Work. Call it work. It's a pleasure. Sit here on Nova, play all these great sounds. But as I drove in and I listened to the powerful murmur that only a V12 engine can make and luxuriated in the feel of soft Connolly hide leather that surrounded me, feeling cocooned from the outside world by the air conditioning and the noise, well, not noise, but the sounds that emanated from my very expensive quadraphonic sound system, I suddenly thought, this isn't my car. What am I doing in this car? Actually, I have an F registration car. Those of you who are driving your F registration cars today, congratulations. My F is on the end of the number plate, though. When you make love, you see a mirror. Who do you think of? Does he look like me? He's out of life. Def Leppard and Love Bites and take you up to that news for 9 o'clock. Classic sound here from Prefab Sprout, king of rock and roll. This is Nova Power FM. I'm
and they come around the track to haunt me. When she looks at me and laughs, I remind her of the fact I'm the king of rock and roll. Completely up from we shoot my baby blues. Dream helps you forget you would never dance to set, you would never flee the foot. Hippie, all the pathos you can keep for the children in the street, for the vision I've had.
You can hardly turn around without someone telling you that your life is incomplete without a computer. But you'll want to ask some questions first. Just how can a computer help your business, your home, your education? What brand or system would suit you best? How much time and money should you invest in your computer? And will it grow with you as your needs expand? What you really need is advice. And you'll find it at CompShop. Take it from thousands of satisfied customers all over Europe. It's CompShop for fair deals, state-of-the-art equipment, expert instruction. And if you're new at the computer game, you'll get a few encouraging words as well. And if you already own a BBCB, bring it in or ship it, and we'll part exchange it against any of our products, including Acorn, Archimedes, BBC Masters, and the Euro Micro IBM Business Compatible. CompShop for the beginner and the professional at 14 Station Road, New Barnet in Hertfordshire. Call 01-441-2922 and be sure to tell us you heard about CompShop on Radio Nova. From the UK,
via Intelsat VAF11,
this is the sound of Europe.
Stereo.
Radio Nova.
The 9 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron. At least two people have been killed in an explosion at an army barracks in North London. The barracks is the headquarters for the British Forces Postal Service, where military mail for troops overseas is sorted. It also contains the quarters for the Women's Royal Army Corps. Bomb disposal experts are now examining a suspect car parked near the scene of the blast, which has left 20 people unaccounted for. We have this report from John Alcock.
The explosion ripped through the English barracks in the Prime Minister's Finchley constituency, setting fire to around 10% of the building. Eyewitnesses say there was little panic as the injured soldiers were pulled from the ruins. The barrack is understood to house dormitories of the Women's Royal Army Corps and officers of the Army Postal and Courier Service, as well as a large petrol store. A suspect device has now been found nearby, and the whole area is being evacuated. C-13, the anti-terrorist squad, has raced to the scene, but Scotland Yard say they can't confirm the explosion was caused by a bomb. John Alcock, IRN, Finchley.
The police have issued a special telephone number for relatives concerned about the explosion. Just to remind you, it was at the English Army Barracks in Battersea Hill, Mill Hill, northwest London. The number is 01, if you're dialing from outside London, 834-7777. 01-834-7777. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Runcie, will be briefed today on the Church's latest efforts to win freedom for Terry Waite and other Western hostages. The Bishop of Cyprus has just returned from a secret mission to the Lebanon, where he's been trying to find out what happened to four Iranian hostages who vanished 6 years ago. Iranian leaders had asked for help from a delegation of MPs who visited Tehran earlier this year. One of them, the Labour MP Tom Clark, says this move will help to repair the damage caused by Mrs. Thatcher's support for America after the shooting down of an Iranian Airbus.
Things are coming along, I think, very, very nicely indeed. Now, that doesn't mean that we should build up people's hopes too soon, but I think that if we look at the position even a month ago, certainly 3 months ago, there's been a big improvement. I think it's right that we should be hopeful. And I think that dialogue and diplomacy are falling very, very nicely into place.
Mrs. Thatcher's arrived in the Australian city of Perth amid unprecedented tight security. She's been welcomed by the Premier of Western Australia, Peter Dowding, after her flight from Singapore. The Prime Minister will be protected by the state's crack police anti-terrorist squad during her visit for the bicentennial celebrations. The Princess of Wales has given Prince Charles a very special gift for their 7th wedding anniversary. It's a pop video of herself dancing to the song All I Ask of You from the hit musical Phantom of the Opera. Lisa Hamperley reports.
The princess secretly hired a film crew to shoot her performance. She was allowed to use the Phantom set at Her Majesty's Theatre in London, and she was helped with her steps by the show's award-winning choreographer, Gillian Lynn. All theatre staff, apart from one technician, were banned from the theatre. Andrew Lloyd Webber's show is one of Diana's favourites. She's seen it 3 times. During the weekend, Charles and Diana and their friends watched the video over and over again.
Independent Radio News.
The best sound in your town. ABC, The Hot FM.
Perfect bubble me, the perfect girl. decided to start the program this morning with a fabulous record, and why not? That's Huey Lewis. With a great record, I love it. It's 7 minutes past nine. Welcome to the Brekkie Show.
This is the Better Brekkie Show with Dara Corcoran. Woo!
Ooh, yeah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, actually, it's only half a breakfast show this morning because we're starting a little bit late. Well, what do you expect? It's Bank Holiday Monday. You don't think I'm going to get about seven, do you, today? Absolutely not. Okay, let's get the Michael Jackson track out of the way, and then we'll be over and done with them. Well, actually, we'll tell you about the concert a little bit later, but we have to play this. This is probably the best record all night last night, or the best song, at least. It was sort of the first one in the encore, The Way You Make Me Feel. Here he is, Wacko Jacko, on ABC, the Hot FM.
I'm and it's good to me. That is why I always want you in my life. And when I think about the things that you have done for me, it explains why you're the apple of my eye.
And the McCampbell brothers, and roses are red, violets are blue. Hold on a second, I've got a stone on my shoe. Shall we do the weather forecast? Okay, we will, okay. Here's the weather forecast for today. Dry with sunny spells and light northerly winds. Northerly or variable winds, actually. And the outlook is for generally dry weather and warmer with sunny... warmer with sunny spells? I don't believe it. Is that the shoe? Can we have a round of applause, please, for the weather forecast? A rather good weather forecast. Where do we get that one from? We should get more weather forecasts like that in the future, I reckon. ABC, the Hot FM 915, on the way, Elton John.
Thinking of replacing your windows and doors? Then just listen to what Bunman Joinery and UPVC offer their customers. A professional window and door replacement service from a company with over 15 years trading experience behind them. The complete Commerling UPVC range of tilt and turn and outward opening styles in a choice of three colours. A choice of single, double or triple glazing for maximum heat conservation. And easy payment terms and friendly free advice from a family-owned company. Call for a free brochure to Bunman Joinery and UPVC, Bunman County Waterford. Telephone 92123.
Fieldmaster.
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 Only Fieldmaster offer a daily delivery service for all your general office and commercial stationery needs. Call in today and see the range of office equipment, calculators, typewriters, dictation machines, and furniture, including desks, chairs, filing cabinets, and much more.
Fieldmaster.
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 All this and Waterford's only colour copying service. It gives that extra professional looking edge to reports, posters, and sales presentations. You get a much more personal service at Fieldmaster. Open 6 days a week at 93 The Quay, Waterford. Telephone 77695.
Fieldmaster, the name to repeat in 88.
For your passport to looking and feeling great, call to Bodyline, now open at the Harbour Shopping Centre, New Ross. At Bodyline, we stock a range of skin and hair preparations, which utilise pure, non-allergic ingredients. Try Bodyline's rosemary or orange spice shampoos, protein cream rinse or cucumber cleansing milk, even beautiful perfume oils. Also in stock, we've a wide range of toilet bags, brushes, clips and accessories, too numerous to mention. Elaine will be delighted to help you choose from our extensive range. Call into Bodyline today at the Harbour Shopping Centre, New Ross.
The Golf Hotel Rosslare is situated in Wexford's sunniest coastal town and has all the amenities you need for a fun-packed holiday or a quiet break. With horse riding, pitch and putt, and much more, there's always something to do, and there's a babysitting service as well. The Golf Hotel is tops for entertainment, with discos and music in the bar every night. Monday is Tiny Tots night, while there's a teenage disco every Thursday and Saturday. Guests at the Golf Hotel can also avail of all the facilities at the Borough Holiday Park. The Golf Hotel is now under the management of Tom Byrne, so let Tom and his friendly staff show you a great holiday. Call for details on 053-32190 or 053-32179.
Hot Hits, ABC, the Hot FM.
Thank you.
fine bunch of men and women too. The Supremes and the Four Tops on ABC, the Hot FM. It's heading around to 25 past 9 right now. And a jolly good day was had by all yesterday, I think. Certainly the ABC gang had a good old time. We all headed off to the Michael Jackson concert yesterday. Quite enjoyable too. I must say it was a fabulous show, actually. All the special effects were really good and the dance routines were really clever. But I don't know, Michael Jackson himself, I think he could have been anywhere in the world. He wasn't too sure where he was, really. He never said, hello, Cork, or anything like that. No, he kept saying, I love you, which is a bit naff. I don't love him, like, you know, but he seems to love me for some reason. I don't know what it is. Traffic chaos, mind you, leaving it. It took us an hour to get out of Cork, but there you are. Cork's a funny place, really, isn't it? ABC, the Hot FM, 25 past 9 with Scritti Politti now.
Love.
don't love Michael Jackson, but I do love Scritti Blitti, actually. I think they're rather good, yes. Having a little chat, actually, with Michael after the gig yesterday. Well, we are sort of... Well, I don't love him, like, but we're sort of personal friends. Like, we go back a good 10 minutes, you know? And he was telling me he was very sad that he couldn't actually sort of donate some money to the Exchequer. Like, you know, he's making £500,000. And, well, he couldn't actually donate any of it to the government in tax, which is really sad, really. Another thing to mention to you about the gig yesterday was they were selling... Bubbles puppets. This is true. ABC The Hot FM with Eighth Wonder on the way.
This week at Snags Nightclub. Every Wednesday, Waterford Junior Chamber presents Catch 22 following Shanaki live in Cabaret. Every Thursday, it's Ladies Night. Girls, you get free admission. On Fridays, Tony Morell from ABC The Hot FM plays the best disco music in town. And this Saturday, the action is broadcast live from Snags on the radio with me, Clive Derrick. Don't forget, during Snags summer promotion, admission is only £4 Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. £5 on Saturday.
Snags Nightclub.
Mike Mann's huge summer sale is on with incredible bargains in all departments. Don't miss out on fantastic reductions in ladies and gents, Bally and K shoe styles. Sale starts Thursday, July 28th at 10 a.m. Take a tip and make a trip to McMahon's huge summer sale at George's Court in Waterford.
Now's the time to consider trading in your old car for a shiny new model. From Michael Sidney & Son in New Ross. Appointed exclusive Renault dealer for County Wexford, they can supply the full range of new Renaults, and there's always a selection of quality used cars too. Formerly Meehan's Garage, Michael Sidney & Sons are just 200 yards from the original premises in New Ross, and they're open 6 days a week for sweets, groceries and tourist information, and 7 days for Esso petrol. Michael Sidney also has a first-class service department with Japanese replacement engines and gearboxes available. Drop in and see the modern showroom in New Ross, or call 051-21190.
Challenger Tool Hire, the new name in tool hire in West Waterford. We've just opened behind Mary Street, Dungarvan. Entrance is via the car park in Friary Street. If you're doing a job around the house or in the garden, on the car or around the farm, you'll find Challenger Tool Hire have the right equipment for the job. We rent Kango hammers, plate compactors, hedge trimmers, generators, welders, and much more, including car sprayers, pumps, ladders, tow boys, roof racks, trailer boards, and many more time and hassle-saving tools and pieces of equipment. In fact, if we haven't got what you need in stock, we'll try our best to get it. That's the Challenger promise. Challenger Tool Hire in the Friary Street car park behind Mario's in Mary Street, Dungarvan. Telephone 058 42417.
Waterford, Wexford, Tramore, Dungarvan. Around the clock, the best sound in your town. ABC, The Hot FM.